No overcast today. I like it.
Nope. It's going to be mid-70s by the beach, low 80s inland.
Beautiful 608 with Frankie and Gina and a four-pack of tickets in to the Birch Aquarium coming next with Gina's Gossip.
Which squeaky clean pop star was caught on tape being really bad?
Squeaky clean?
Uh-huh.
I got a few guesses. Channel 933, find out next plus win.
Boy, I think about it every night and day.
Switch up.
8:10 this morning, already getting emails up. That's when they're getting the meet and greets with Big Time Rush. Okay, sure, 1 and 8:10. But first, something cool to do for the 4th of July weekend. Go to the Birch Aquarium. Check out the animals, have a good time. A four-pack of tickets in. A question coming at the end of Gina's Gossip to win. Justin Timberlake bought what?
Bought a part of MySpace. MySpace was just bought for $35 million, which is a lot lower than what it was sold for a long time ago, like $575 million or something. Anyways, Justin Timberlake bought a stake in the company. Now, we don't know exactly how much he invested, but we do know that it was his own money and that he's going to lead the business strategy of MySpace.
You know, it's funny. He was in the movie, the Facebook Social Network.
Social Network.
Yeah, now he's actually jumping on himself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, different. A competitor, but
he's going after them.
Last night was the season finale of The Voice, and Javier Colon beat out Dia to win $100,000 and a recording contract. Now, host Carson Daly said the vote was so close that only 2% separated first and second place. Now, as we reported yesterday, The Voice is going on tour, and they've actually announced the tour dates. Those are all up on channel933.com. As of now, they're not coming to San Diego yet.
And you watched a lot of the episodes. Did you really like it now that it's over?
Yeah, I liked it. Better than American Idol.
Yeah?
Yep. Justin Bieber and his entourage got into a heated showdown at the BET Awards on Sunday, and it was all caught on tape. We have that video up on channel933.com. Go to keyword Gina, it's there. The group was stopped at the door because one of Justin's security guards didn't have a ticket, while both sides started arguing, and Justin Bieber called the guy a D-bag.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's all caught on tape, too. Beyonce's new album, 4, came out on Tuesday, and it's set to debut at number one. They're saying it's going to sell about 300,000 copies its first week out. Now, that may sound like a lot, but that will be her lowest first week sales since her debut album back in 2003. Still a lot, though, in this day and age. To find out which Real World alum was arrested, go to channel933.com. Gina's Gossip was brought to you by SeaWorld San Diego.
And to get you hooked up with those four tickets into the Birch Aquarium, stay close. They are coming next with a question based upon that gossip.
For more gossip, go to channel933.com. Keyword Gina. Or get it here at 610, 710, 810, and 910 weekday mornings.
Tickets and more.
Great things.
Channel 933 Traffic Update.
This report is brought to you by Traffic Good Stuff. I'm Kelly Danick, Channel 933.
Thank you, Kelly. 570-1933. Let's toss you a four-pack of tickets into the Birch Aquarium if you can answer Gina's gossip question.
Who got crazy on a security guard?
Funny. Channel 933, good luck.
Hey, over there.
I'm going to need you to be honest next, Gina.
Okay.
A list of things that you girls worry about on a first date.
Okay.
Us guys stress stuff. You don't know that when we go on first dates.
I want to know what you guys stress.
All right. I'll let you know what we stress, but I want to see if this list is truthful.
Okay.
Because it's pretty funny. Things you stress on a first date. We chat next. It's Channel 933.
This one is for the boys with the booming system.
More hit music. More Frankie and Gina. Next on Channel 933.
Technical difficulties today.
Yeah, major.
We're behind the scenes, we put a new webcam in.
Because we're going to be Skyping with Fox this morning.
Yes, and in regards to putting a webcam in, apparently it makes everything else not work.
Yeah, it's totally jacking everything up.
So along with Gina and I, we have co-hosts called engineers that are in and out of the studio, so we apologize if we sound like
idiots. Everyone's freaking out in here.
All right, so let's discuss this. Things that women are worried about on a first date.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know what guys are on, from our side of things, but with you in front of me, I want to see if these are truthful. We have seven things women are worried about on a first date. Number seven, who's going to pay the bill?
I don't think women are necessarily worried about who's going to pay the bill. It's just like the awkwardness of paying the bill. Because you're supposed to kind of give your credit card. Hopefully you pay. Because if a guy doesn't pay on the first date, I mean, that's it. Like, really.
For you, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a guy should pay on a first date.
Let me ask you, do you offer to see
Yeah. Girls should offer. But then what if, say, I offer and then the guy doesn't pay? That's awkward. Because then you know you're never going to see this guy again and he's just, a jerk or whatever. So I think it's that.
All right.
Just awkward.
Number six on the list. What happens next?
Yeah.
What's going to happen at the end of the date?
Is he going to call? How did it go? Is he going to call tomorrow? Is he going to call today? What's going on? Yes.
Cool. You know what? And this is kind of one of the things I've got stressed about, but it comes with the what happens next is at the end of the date, do you give a kiss goodnight? Do you give a hug goodnight? Like, what happens next when you drop them off? Like,
that's so awkward. Huh?
Goes back to the awkwardness, right? So you walk them back to the place and it's like, all right, if I don't go for a kiss, does that mean she's going to think I don't like her? If I do go for the kiss, am I being too advanced?
Yeah.
So that's number six. Number five, do I actually like him?
Yeah. Because you don't know. I mean, you could kind of like someone after a first date. I think you know enough to, you don't know if you really like them, but you know that if it's enough to go on a second date.
All right. Number four. Am I making sense?
I don't know what that means.
It's like in the middle of a conversation. You know, sometimes.
Because you get nervous, you start,
yeah,
you
just
know.
Start rambling. Yeah. And I'll say like, am I making sense?
Yeah.
Do you girls stress that or not so much?
I've never really stressed that.
Number two on the list. I think this is so truthful for both guys and girls. What will my friends think? Because you know you can't be dating that guy or that girl that your friends don't accept. And it's not that you wouldn't date them, but it's kind of the awkwardness. Like, all right, I think he's cute, but what if my friends think they're not? You know what I mean?
I don't think that's one of the top worries per se. But okay. I do think if you're dating a loser, then you start thinking about that. Like, oh no, what are my friends gonna say?
So that shouldn't be number two, but it is something you worry about. Number one thing, any ideas what it could be?
Something with appearance for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number one is, do I look okay?
Yeah, that is the number one thing on a date. I think that women stress about the most what you're going to wear. What, you know, is it, am I going to be too dressed up? Am I not going to be dressed up enough? All that look stuff.
As I go through this list, I think it's very similar to what us guys stress about.